Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes it's good to talk about it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All righty, 1102 on the Fan. It's Tink and Tierney. 877-337-6666 is our number. Coming up in an hour, all in. We're going there. You know, obviously this day's about Judge, but I don't want to get everybody too excited here. But it's funny, right? I mean, a second before Judge went yard last night, Jason Dominguez, the Martian, the 19-year-old, that's his nickname, Tink, the 19-year-old yes. stud for the Yankees.
Yep.
One of their many studs. Number two prospect now in the organization. He had a hell of a night. So last night in the playoffs there, Somerset, he went yard, which I saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from the right side, his switch hitter, and he banged one to left. And I didn't even see this until during the break because I was obviously all wrapped up in the Judge stuff and eventually the Mets, which we'll get to in a moment. He had another home run after that from the left side.
Oh, really?
To dead center in a playoff game.
So we're saying next year it's going to be Judge and the kids?
He's not ready yet. He's got to get a little more seasoning here.
Bring him up.
Who knows? But he is absolutely mashing. And even Volpe, Volpe's season is done. And he finished up with 21 home runs, 35 doubles, stole 50 out of 57 bases. And an OPS of 800. Remember that with that's encompassing a couple of the different stints or spots. Yeah. Remember the rough start?
Yeah, he had a really rough start.
Yeah, very rough. So he was hit like 130 for a while. So pretty good season for Volpe, too.
Agreed.
All right. So
Judging the kids.
I'm sorry, T?
Judging the kids.
Let's hope Judge is around to greet the kids. do we have the final call radio on our sister station, Mr. Escobar, having a little fun?
The pitch to Escobar. Swing and a ground ball, left field, base hit. Here comes Lindor around third. Lede's throw to the plate, up the third baseline. Lindor slides in, head first, safely. Put up the books. The Mets are back in first place. They'll take a one-game lead of the National League East into their three-game series in Atlanta. It's the Eduardo Escobar show. He is being mobbed between first and second base.
Howie Rose is beyond good. That's how it sounded on 880 sister station here. Great call, great broadcaster, no surprise. You know, take even, and they can try to deflect, and I get it, but even the most resilient, optimistic Mets fan, you had to be going to a dark place for most of that game last night.
Yeah.
You had to.
Because it wasn't a horrible outing for Walker, but he just kind of, he couldn't get through things, right? And they bring him out for the six, and he gives up another run, and it's like, oh, here we go again. Most importantly, the conversation that we're formulating in our mind is, okay, you got to fault Walker for, you know, giving up four runs or whatever, earned runs. But where's the bats?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Right? Where's the hits?
Yeah, I mean, it was 2-0 for a lot
of that
game.
They could have scored one run or two runs, and they're losing this thing until Eduardo Escobar comes through in the, like, huge. Every moment that he needed to make a play, he made a play.
The first one snapped the team back into the game mentally.
That's right.
The next one tied it. The next one won it.
Yeah.
You can't have a better night.
No, you can't. And there were so many points throughout the season where Escobar has been maligned. He's had these down moments. It's like, he's useless. Let's get rid of him. His average fell at one point to, I think, 315 was the lowest it got to right around June.
Not three, his average?
I mean, 218, 215 actually, July.
Yeah, he was fit. He
9th.
Was a mess.
He was a mess, and it slowly came back up, but it just hovered.
Yeah.
Into this, I don't know, not quite in the Mendoza's line, but I mean, it was down there. He's almost in our category. You know, sub 220 and it's sub 700 OPS.
Can't play.
You can't play.
Not allowed.
And we're getting on you. But it's slowly gotten back.
Oh,
and last
yeah.
night it was critical. You know, for a guy who got signed for a decent number, he's proven it, right? He's having a good September and proven why the Mets saw value in putting him on the squad.
Listen, you know, this weekend is what it's all about. We know that. But without putting the cart before the horse, if you told me in a couple of weeks, whether it's divisional, championship, World Series, like Escobar is named the most outstanding player, he's got like three or four doubles mm-hmm. and a timely bomb and eight RBIs and hits, you know, 319, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He's just got a... Again, that doesn't offset what was largely a woefully disappointing season. But there's a little clutch gene there.
No, you're right.
And there's certainly a lot of energy. So we wanted to play the cut for you from Howie. Now listen to the post-game reaction as he grabs the microphone.
What are your thoughts heading into that series, Eduardo?
I'm going to play 100%. Every day. I want to make these people happy when they come back to the road. Let's go!
Yeah! That'll do it. Eduardo Escobar, congrats. We'll see you in Atlanta.
Arigato, thank you.
Right, back to you.
I love it.
He was fired up. And just the gestures to the crowd, the gyrations, the energy, that was money. Hoff, how were you feeling during that?
Which part?
Because
there was
part.
There was
arigato.
At that arigato. Point, in time, I was jumping up and down. I was shaking JD. He was watching the game. I was shaking. I was like, wait, what?
Were you shaking him to wake up because he had no interest in watching the Mets? He was sleeping.
He was with me too, watching that game because it was exciting. It was an exciting moment. We were back and forth with the Braves too. I mean, listen.
Did you see the Judge home run live? Don't lie. What do you mean? You either know if you did or you did not. I can tell
again,
by your
I have an excuse. No, I wasn't. I was doing
the whole thing. But what are you saying?
I have an excuse.
Okay.
I have an excuse because I want to put excuses before. Is that okay?
Well, it's not an excuse.
I
can say whatever I want.
You can.
But
I can.
You just,
I did.
Just give us an answer.
But no. No, I want to preface with
he's not a Yankee
I was
fan.
Doing homework with JD, so I'm sorry, but I didn't do it. So I went,
I'm not
okay.
asking for an apology.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, just relax.
But when I ask you a simple question.
But listen, not everything is going to be on your dime, though, bro. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer the way I want
yeah,
to.
But,
I'm sorry.
But you're wasting time.
Don't ask me questions.
Then I won't ask questions.
No problem.
They turn your mic off and you can't ever speak again. Except for guy thing, not a guy thing.
Do me a favor. Don't worry about it. I'll be sitting back here.
Look at him. He's getting mad. Nah, he's not a man, he's a machine.
He doesn't need to watch Aaron Judge.
I just don't understand. If somebody said, hey, did you watch Escobar's hit live? I'd say, no, I had it on DVR.
He's trying to find something clever to say.
But
that's
why he's annoyed, because he had nothing clever. And he takes pride in being clever. You'd be a sourpuss the whole day. You know I love you, dude. Come on, don't be like that.
Listen, you know me too. I'm a straightforward guy.
Yes, you are.
All right, so same way with you. If I bust your chops, you can come back and make some bust your chops.
I love it, dude. But that's why Hoff is here. That's why he's here. That's why we need him.
I don't get it.
Don't get what?
He's doing homework with JD. Big Yankee fan. Does he let him take a break to watch Judge get up?
I know. Forget. You didn't see it. Why did you let JD see it?
Yeah, man. We're going to get back on you. Now Tinky's going to get back. He just pushed the microphone away. He's like, leave me the hell alone. The Mets finally won.
Hoff, let me ask you this, though. Serious question. Did JD care?
That he hit the home run?
No, did he care that he wasn't? Watching,
I had no choice.
Whoa.
We were at baseball all day, and he said he did all his homework, and he did. So we had responsibilities.
Oh, you know what? Respect off.
Yeah, when they lie,
because my daughter
they
does
lie.
That. All the did you read? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We read.
What did
you
read? What happened in the book? The guy.
Yep.
Okay, go sit your ass down.
Dude,
and
that
read.
Happens to us all the time.
Do you know how frustrating it is to be home with your kids where you have to go and like watch games, but you can't because you got to go and take care of them first? So, yes, I didn't watch the home run live.
Well, that's all you had to say, buddy.
But I was very upset by that.
Because you saw the Escobar stuff live.
Of course. Okay. We finished homework by then.
I mean, okay. Right. And JD had no issue with you shoving the Mets down his throat.
He had no choice.
It wasn't shoving. I was celebrating, and I wasn't like a, hey, you know, the Mets beat you up, whatever. This is not about it's not about the Yankees. It's about me. I told him that.
Okay.
I told him that in the past. When it's a Mets thing, it's about me. It's not about you.
You know what you tell him? If you'd have done your homework, you can do whatever the hell you want.
He could have found another TV. and gone and watched, no, he gone and watched
he
the could. Yankees.
He no, couldn't because he didn't do his homework.
No, but I'm saying you record the game. No, oh, you don't record the game.
I like to watch it. We like to do it live.
Gotcha. All right. I got
we do it live. And if you don't do it live, just watch it online. Seriously, why do
you? I can't watch stuff online. I hate watching stuff online.
I watch everything online.
I can't watch it that way. That's the worst way to watch it. Hate it. Let's get Mike in Hicksville. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
what's up, man?
My fault. I just wanted to agree with Brandon on the whole entire steroid and tearing it down and pretty much telling baseball, hey, you got to take it on the chin. Mm. But they can't do what they've been doing for years and placate, giving you a little bit and a lot. If they're going to do it, do it. We all know when the steroid era was, 1990, 2005, however you want to do it. You march out the biggest guys. You march out Bud Selig. You march out Joe Torre. You march out Tony La Russa. And you pretty much tell them how we're going to take care of the record books. You start by knocking down the Yankees championships to 22.
Yeah, we're not going to do that, Mike.
We'll do that.
We're not going to do that.
Because let's be honest. As a kid, we don't go into the season hoping our guy's going to hit their home run record. We hope our team's going to win the World Series.
That's true.
That's right.
So
that's
if true. You're going to do it, do it. Don't do it just so it.
So I got you, Mike. I got you. And I've gotten that sentiment on social media. So are you a Mets fan? Can I assume? Is that a safe assumption?
No. Actually, go one step further. What are we talking about?
Are you the Yankees fan? A Yankees fan?
I'm a Giants fan.
You're San Francisco Giants?
Yes, I am.
Ooh. You are? Oh, boy. All right. So we're basically just going to delete your guy from the face of the earth. Are you okay with that?
Well, no, because if you
watch, of course not.
In the game up until 98, most people suspect he was clean. Yeah. And the guy was the first ballot Hall of Fame to begin with.
Yeah.
Again, with the complacency across the league, I think Jose Canseco pretty much came out, and I think we all could agree now, he was right.
Yes.
And pretty much they said about 80% of the league was using something.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's a horrible time. It sucks. Barry Bonds, kind of, it's a Greek tragedy. The guy went from an all-around, probably one of the best players of all time, to a Greek god, to an unbelievable guy, which was false. Mm-hmm. But he still was one of the best of all time. And it's a tragedy that we look at him now in a negative light.
Well, but yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike, finish up.
And just one other comment, just even about today. Let's not be ignorant. I think Judge is clean, but I don't know if baseball's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that the balls aren't juiced? Because, hey,
don't know.
Get this up.
It's a good point. You know what? I don't know, Mike.
It's a good question because they jack around with them so much.
Yep.
And they tell us some things.
Yes.
They don't tell us other things. Like, I have
they
no
change
idea.
Things in season.
That's right. And we don't
I
hear
don't know
about
the answer.
It. We don't hear about it. And people have brought that up, and they're right to bring it up. Like, we don't have a clue what Major League Baseball is doing or what their agenda is to make the game more, put in quotes, enjoyable. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what Major League Baseball is doing. But with that said, you know, he's also very, there are still guys doing performance-enhancing substances.
Yep.
And it's guys you wouldn't, like, I look at Fernando Tatis. We brought him up earlier because he's on 80 days right now and will be until next season. Iconic young stud who just looked like he just has a whippy swing. And it's why he, you know, hurt his shoulder a lot of times because he's swinging so hard. And we don't know if he was doing steroids, if he was just trying to get healthy with HGH. We don't know because they don't clarify those things. The only way we would know is if he came out and said something about it. But to assume that there's steroids has been eradicated or performance enhancers have been eradicated from this game, that would be very naive of us.
I agree.
It's just you see it happens too. Frequently.
So because you can't get the absolute definitive answer, you ignore it. I can understand
right.
when some people say that because our last caller, even though I don't agree with that, but our last caller said, well, you start in 1990. Yeah, but Canseco was doing things in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't know. And then you get these people who jump in, well, what about greenies? I mean, I have no time to talk about that. Yeah, guy, they were popping greenies. Everybody in the 70s, get some energy. It's like taking 30 cups of coffee. I mean, I don't know. I guess you get down a rabbit hole that that never really provides the proper answer for everybody. But I would really change it. I really would. I think it's a chance to reset things and reset the course of history and really right a wrong that's been wrong for too long. But I don't think baseball will do it. I have no confidence that they will do that.
Tell us about the receipts you are keeping. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
You want to tell me what this is all about? in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been staying most of the night.
Oh, you better believe I had the CD. Who didn't have the CD? First of all, the movie was money because Michelle Pfeiffer was still smoking at that point. Absolutely a smoke show.
Yeah, 100%. But you rest in peace, Coolio. 59, man. Too young.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't really know what happened either. I tried to find out, you know, from media, just media reports. It said no foul play, nothing, no drugs, no anything.
That's horrible, man.
59 years old.
Good video.
Great video.
I could still see. Wasn't he like, he was smoking? I guess it was a blunt.
Yeah.
On the cover. It could have been a cigar, I guess.
Who knows?
Right. It was just dark and he just kind of see the wild hair.
Yeah.
That was such a good song, too. He had others as well.
He did.
So rest in peace, Coolio. Wanted to get that out there. You know, all right. Before we get back to these calls, I've got to establish one parameter because it's thrown around a little too loosely. And I know when you talk about Barry Bonds and the record book and the PEDs, invariably, you're going to get, and we've already gotten it today, well, Barry Bonds was already an all-timer before he started taking PEDs. Wrong. Wrong. Now, I remember watching Barry Bonds come in with the Pirates, a skinny Barry Bonds, Shea Stadium playing the Mets. Barry Bonds was always a five-tool-ish kind of guy. At least you thought he would develop that power, all right? But his first 4 years, and you got to understand, when you say that he was already one of the greatest players of all time, his first 4 years in baseball didn't make an all-star game.
Mm-hmm.
His first year, and I want you to listen, 16 home runs, 48 RBIs, 746 OPS. Okay.
Yeah, he's 21.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
But he was a college player. He did play in college, so that does matter a little bit. But yes, you're right, Teague, first year. And the game was different then as well. I get that.
Where is he? Arizona State.
Yep.
Yeah, ASU.
Yep, ASU. 25 home runs, 59 ribbies, 820 OPS in year two. Good. Plus stolen bases,
yeah,
but not like, wow, this guy's Willie Mays. Then 24 and 58, and then his fourth year was 19 home runs, 58 ribbies, and a 777 OPS. Now, he's entering his age 25 season, no All-Star games, finished sixth in the Rookie of the Year award. And you want to tell me? See, that's just lazy on people's part, okay? Because Mike Trout, and you want to say it's not apples to apples, that's fine, I guess, but Mike won the Rookie of the Year, had two MVPs and three second-place finishes by his age 25 season.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Griffey Jr. burst on the scene, and we all knew immediately that Ken Griffey Jr. was an all-timer if he stayed healthy, and he did for the most part till he got a little bit older, specifically with the Reds, even though he hurt his wrist and stuff in Seattle. Barry Bonds was an incredibly intriguing player who had explosion, who had bat speed, who could go get it in the outfield. Never had a great arm, actually, but, you know, was a beast on the bases. But he wasn't what some people say he was.
Not his first four seasons.
No, I know.
When did we assume he started taking steroids?
San Francisco, the Balco Lab.
So those next 4 years in Pittsburgh, he was MVP, or actually 3 years in Pittsburgh and then one in San Francisco. Three MVPs, and the one he was not the MVP, he was the runner-up.
No question.
Like, led the lead in OPS, 970, 924, 108, and 113. So those next 4 years, he actually was pretty damn elite.
That's when the conversation totally changed.
That's right. But you can't lump in those first four and then say, with the next four, he was on his way to the Hall of Fame. Right? He was good. He was really good. But if this season stopped right
then. He was Mattingly at that point.
Exactly. If his season stopped at 28, and that was his third MVP in four seasons, he's not a Hall of Famer. But now
I don't want to debate myself, but to be fair to Barry, I mean, if you bag three MVPs in 4 years and you get hurt, like the back or something debilitating, I do think.
But it's 3 years.
I hear you.
It's really only 3 years.
A case can be made both ways. I'm just trying to be fair.
I just say it. That's why people say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the first 4 years for sure. No doubt an ascending player. And he kind of jumped off the screen. I remember he used to wear the wristbands with his face on them, kind of like Dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty Baker. But it's not like it's not like he rolled into Shea to play the Mets and you thought that the best player in baseball was showing up. You just didn't. I didn't.
God, he had some OPSs that were stupid.
Yeah.
OPS pluses.
You know, at what ages, though?
Yeah, the highest of his career was at 37.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And what was the second highest of his career?
At 39.
Okay, exactly. I mean, think about this, man. What, are we stupid?
Yeah. But he did, I mean, that 39 year, he walked 232 times.
I said that the other day.
I know. I remember you brought it up.
232.
And 120 of them were intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
No, it's... We'll never see anything like that again.
No.
Unless they come up with a great masking agent and they can just take what he took.
He still hit 45 home runs. He was intentionally walked 120 times, walked 230 at the a whole season, and still hit 45 home runs.
Listen, there's so many elements of this that really... That bother me because there is a lack of information.
Yeah.
It's largely nebulous. Nobody knows when he first took a pill or first injected himself. We can surmise.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of laziness, too, and a lot of guessing. Like, and not everybody, but some people say, if he didn't take that, he wouldn't be. Now, he was a special player.
Yeah.
But taking steroids, you're not going to hit a baseball if you can't hit.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
most
right.
People know that, but some people, they just say the dumbest things.
Yeah.
They really do.
I go back to that season I was just talking to at 39.
Yeah.
He had 240 plate appearances that resulted in walks. That's just, right? He's 373 at-bats out of 617 plate appearances.
And how many home runs did he have?
45.
I mean, no, that is all-time stuff. There's no doubt.
Those numbers are just, they don't make sense when you look at them.
No, exactly. They don't make sense. How about...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get, how do you say it? Is that Gate? Gotti? Gate. Okay.
It's Gaten.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Gaten. What's up, Gaten?
I don't know the name Gate.
You
never heard that in my life.
Oh, you were out when Gate called.
What's up, Gate?
I'm doing pretty good. The reason I called is actually it was, of course, about the home run and stuff like that. But you mentioned that summer night hearing McGuire on the radio. I was actually at both games of that doubleheader, sitting there in like 95 degree weather.
Nice.
And the funny thing is what you guys are going back and forth with, like at the beginning when you said, you said you became a baseball fan during that whole thing. So I think that's where the line is. I think is basically people that were born, I'm not going to say born baseball fans, people that were brought up on baseball.
Yeah.
And are on one side. People that are younger, like nowadays, and then also people that became baseball fans because of that are on the other side of this whole argument back and forth about what should be an asterisk, what should not be an asterisk. And I think that was a pretty good thing you came up because they used to have the asterisk before because, the amount of games played or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, if you literally if you actually just move that now over to the that era, kind of, you're not saying that they didn't do what they did, but at least, you know, you're acknowledging the fact that, and me being, like, I'm 55, grew up playing baseball my whole life, and what Judge is doing this year, I consider the greatest home run thing.
Yeah, so you're on the side of BT, like, change it.
Yeah, in that sense, I am. I just think, I mean, we don't know what people are players. There's always, like they always say, the science is always ahead of everybody. You know what I mean? It kind of, there's probably something else going on that we don't know about or whatever. And like I said, but I mean, I think you have to give some acknowledgement to the people that do it the right way. I mean, just in any facet of life, not just in sports, or just anything else. I think, you know, the people that don't cheat their way through things or something like that. And I think in today's, unfortunately, with the way society is right now, I don't think there is that anymore. There's nothing really important about doing things the way you're supposed to do things. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about that. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's just a little different. But I am on BT's side in the fact that I think, you know, what Judge is doing is amazing, and he's going to look great in a Met uniform next year. So, I mean, what he's doing is just unbelievable, and I think it's one of the best seasons of all time. Well, actually, he's like with Hack Wilson, what, 1930, like you mentioned before?
Yep, I was talking about that earlier. Yeah, he had 56 home runs.
56 homers and 190. Well, now it's 191. They found an extra RBI.
Yes, they did. They did. I said that to you a while ago. Remember that, T?
Yeah, I know. That is funny.
They found like 50. I think when Gonzalez was. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It just seems funny. We found an extra RBI. I don't know where they found it, but it's just kind of funny how that happened. No, but like I said, it's just funny how you, like I said, Mike was the first caller. And he said he was like, you know, he's in his 40s. So he's like 10 years younger than me. I mean, it also goes, were you brought up on baseball? Is he a Giant fan?
Yeah, that's right.
Fan. Maybe that's why he thinks fine. You know,
a lot of variables.
Like, yeah. Hey, Gate, how's your son?
I think if you're asking anybody, hey, are you a Yankee fan? You're a Giant fan? How old are you? And you're going to find it all kind of, you're not going to find too many 60-year-old, you know, Yankee fans that can tell you the Bonds is the home run champion. No. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's right. How's your son doing? How's the Gate doing?
Keep him busy. He just finished his run on Broadway with Dear Evan Hansen. He's got another show coming up in the beginning of November. They're doing a limited run for Parade, him and Ben Platt at the New York City Center.
Nice. Nice.
And then we have something else on the horizon that can't be announced yet, but it's coming out in the new year as far as shows. And then back to shooting in the summer.
Well, let us know, man. Right. We keep an ear
on
him.
I keep trying. Now he's there. Like I said, I keep telling him that now he wants to get in, and now his schedule is a little more open now, so we're trying.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
Now, I mean, especially now because hockey's starting. I mean, you know, he'll be there at some games, and, you know, one of these days I would love to be able to have the hockey season start and have my football team be relevant still.
I mean, that'd be nice. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Thank you, Gate.
Thank you, Gate. Have a good one. Well, they had the up in Buffalo. Sabres start. Bills are relevant. We just have to get on. Giants are relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Jets win this week, Jets are relevant.
No, you're right. It's still early. It's still so early.
How's my boy going to do on Sunday? Give me a 10-second scouting report on Zach.
He'll have an average day.
Average?
Yeah, average day.
What is that?
Average
is what? 213 yards, a touchdown, a pick?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe two touchdowns, rush for like 20 yards.
Okay.
You know.
Well, if he throws two, that gives me a sense, or has two, accounts for two.
Oh, I think they're winning this weekend.
Well, here we go.
No, I think they're going to, I mean, Steelers have a lot of issues.
No, I'm worried about their defense, though.
You mean the Jets?
I'm worried about the Jets defense, but not against the Steelers.
Oh, I see.
But I'm worried about the Steelers defense against us.
I got you. No, I mean, you should, because they're aggressive.
They bring it.
So, but I see him doing all right.
What is your
just
thought?
Just not like, he's not going to, I mean, I don't see him throwing for 350 yards and four touchdowns.
Oh, I do.
You just want that to happen.
Going for 412 with five TDs. What is your thought quickly? Because I don't know that you've ever heard this, but I do find it interesting. Because a lot of people, and it wasn't like this when we were growing up. I mean, you never looked at it this way. We didn't process it this way. But, you know, sport is just really entertainment.
Yes.
It's just a competitive endeavor, but it's entertainment. So what do you think about, now there's no records, although you can count gold records, platinum sales, blah, 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 number one hits. Somebody like Jimi Hendrix tripping on acid, hitting the guitar. No, I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Hitting the guitar. And the acid putting him in a mental space that might increase his creativity.
It just makes him just ridiculously amazing.
I understand that. Yeah. But nobody, nor should they, nobody complains, well, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, whomever was doing whatever back then, and it may have enhanced their ability to perform.
But the answer is so easy.
Well, what is the answer?
It's not a competition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, indirectly it is. You're competing against other artists for most sales.
Yeah, but
number one hits.
It's money. The money is guaranteed in baseball.
But number one hits is something that's quantifiable. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just throwing it out there for the sake of knocking it around for a little bit.
I think the competition of record sales and popularity, it doesn't matter to the average fan, right? So if you, if you're a Jimi Hendrix fan and I'm a, say, Janis Joplin fan, I don't care about your fan. You know what I mean?
I know it's a big time
but
reach.
But if I'm Giants and you're Jets and my Giants are cheating, I'm hurting you because we're directly in competition.
I got you. Right? That is the right answer.
It's just different.
By the way.
Yeah, totally. It's an easy answer, but that's the biggest difference.
All right.
Like, hey, we almost champion. Right?
We did. We glorified. We romanticized like what it was like in the 60s and the 70s and really into the 80s and 90s
that's
doing hard drugs and guys
creativity
and gals going up on stage. Yes.
And all this other stuff.
Even Edgar Allan Poe used to write.
That's right.
His work on acid.
Acid, that's right.
Yep.
It's your turn to cause trouble. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Well, the weather's changing pretty radically down in Atlanta, which is awesome for this Mets-Braves series. Let me hit you with Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because it looked very ominous. Leading up to, even during yesterday's show, I gave you a few scenarios that Major League Baseball is considering. But not anything's going to change. This is great.
No.
Friday, Teak, 75, 2% chance of rain.
Yep.
Winds 13 mile per hour.
How cold or warm?
75, I said.
Oh, 75.
75, the high of 75.
You did say that.
Saturday, high of 72.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Partly cloudy, 6% chance of rain. 13-mile-per-hour winds from the northwest, if you're really a weather nerd. And then Sunday, high of 74, mostly sunny.
Isn't it always from
the
northwest?
As the Mets cap off the sweep.
I guess sometimes it comes from the south.
I have no idea, dude. They've come from all over. 5% chance of rain, winds from the north-northwest, 12 miles per hour. So the weather's changing. Listen, lost in the euphoria of Judge's accomplishment last night, I got to tell you, again, Gerrit Cole's performance bothered me. And if you
even
look at the
even though it was great?
No, it wasn't great. If you, I'll tell you why.
Perfect game to five innings.
So what? If you look at the box score, you're like, all right, Gerrit Cole did his job. He pitched into the seventh, gave the Yankees a real reasonable chance to win. No question. But as you're watching this game unfold, the same damn thing occurred. As soon as something went slightly awry, his entire mindset changes. He starts getting fidgety on the mound. He starts looking at the sky, looking at the stands, and it happened immediately. Jansen home run. That was a bomb.
Yeah.
But so what? You're up 3-1.
That's
all right.
Not worried about it.
I wasn't, but I was very intrigued to see
his response.
Yes. What's the response? Base hit to right field, a walk. All right. So right away, you're like, man, I mean, a little unraveling right away. And then even the first out, Springer hit a bullet to right field. And then you had the infield base hit. That was obviously not his fault. But then you had a balk in there, which tells me his head is not in the right space.
That was weird. The balk was odd because he was in his – it's not like – you know, sometimes you see a balk, it's like you just you maneuver your feet the wrong way and you unintentionally balk. Like, he was in his windup.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He was getting ready to throw the ball and it stopped and it stepped off. Like, what that makes you think something was not right is because it wasn't a miscommunication with the catcher, right? That was something in his process of pitching jacked him up a little bit.
So
I'm not surprised he went 33 pitches in that inning after being less than 13 in every other inning up to that point.
Yeah, I remember looking at you know, on the the Chiron up in the upper left hand part, and it said, I think he was at 50 pitches when I'm like, wow, this is really economical.
Yes.
But with him, it flips on a dime, and I haven't seen – and listen, we understand that there's aces, and there are leaders of staffs and all-stars, and he's the latter. He's not an ace in the conventional sense where he's going, you know, eight frames, 12 whiffs. He's not Scherzer or DeGrom.
No.
Let's just boil it down to that.
He's the Yankees ace.
No, I understand
that. He's not an ace.
Not an ace that you really feel, you know, really emboldened enough to say, this is the guy taking the baseball three times in a seven-game series if necessary and going to will us sheer tenacity, you know, mental comportion and obviously stuff. And, you know, it's just, he just gets out of whack, man. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, it would have been a much bigger story today if immediately following that, I don't want to say it, a meltdown, but a mini malfunction again, if Judge doesn't go deep. Because 3 minutes after that, Judge goes deep.
That's right.
And we lost concentration. I know I did. I was about to tweet something about Cole. I'm like, you know, let me just lock it in. Judge is coming up. Whatever. Going back and forth, Mets. All right, Judge, I'm sticking with this. We're good. I was about to tweet something about Cole. And then Judge did what he did. And, you know, obviously you're fixated on that the rest of the night. But, you know, it could have been a very different discussion today if Judge takes the collar. And really, it doesn't matter if the Yankees won or lost because they wrapped up the division.
Yeah.
But the only regular season storylines, and you tell me if I'm missing something here, Teague, I believe left for the Yankees are, number one, what's Judge finish up with?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how does Cole look finishing up?
Yep.
Number three, the guys who are banged up, Severino, you know, Chapman made an appearance last night, Britton status, DJ, like the guys who, you know, who were trying to find their way.
Yeah.
Those are the only storylines.
Yeah, the bigger thing, and I guess it's a subset of number three that you just mentioned, is who the hell is closing for this team. All right. And by the way, the Danny Jansen home run, he had him 0-2.
I didn't even realize. Was it 0-2?
It was 0-2.
I'll take it, I don't even realize that. 0-2. Yeah. Okay.
Three straight balls, and then I think it was a foul ball, and then he goes yard.
Mm-hmm.
0-2.
I don't know how it was. And he's got such great. He just set the Yankees' all-time single-season strikeout record.
Yeah.
Ron Guidry's incredible season with a 1.74 ERA. What was he, 25-3, something like that?
It's like he's an enigma. Like, you know you need him.
It's weird.
And he's great in moments. And you just, like, he's your guy. But there's just something.
Yep.
It's something you just don't trust.
No, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
And it's not a knock on him. It's just the reality of his outings.
Yeah. And I think if you don't acknowledge that, and trust me, you know, I was in his corner, and I'm still in his corner. But
no, you were, like, heavy in his corner.
I was defending him. I thought the criticisms were without full justification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, I mean, you see him barking at umps. We know he's quirky. And quirky people worry me when they are the central, you know, the central being to your success.
Yeah.
When he's on the mound.
Yeah, think about the contrast with Aaron Judge. And I'm only saying this because we're watching the replay on the YES Network, and Aaron Judge is walking to the plate, and he's got the same expression on his face every single moment of every single game. I mean, after the games, especially yesterday when they clinched, you saw, you know, there's some exuberance. He's like, you see him smiling, he's happy. Like, it's the same. He is steady Eddie, man. Mm-hmm. The dude is exactly what you expect every single time, Aaron Judge. Whether he's striking out, whether he's walking, whether he's hitting a home run. Like, leaders are that, because there's a consistency that you have to be a leader, right? Sometimes you let it go every now and then when the job is done. But Aaron Judge is the same every single time he gets up to bat. And Pete brought up something interesting in our break, BT.
Pete. Yeah, I haven't talked to Pete in a while.
Doing his job today. So, obviously, the symmetry of him tying Roger Maris 61 years after Roger Maris hit 61 in 1961, it means something to Aaron Judge. I mean, his mom and Roger Maris Jr. were following him around the country to go, all, you know, when's it happening? When's it happen? It happens. It's outstanding, right? He understands the history of hitting 61 and ultimately 62 and breaking it and doing it as a Yankee,
mm-hmm.
right? Hoff posited something. Do you think that Aaron Judge, because he's, think about what we're talking about now, the home run record. 61 is the actual home run record. He's now tied. American League record as well. Aaron Judge might go home because he wants to break 73 with the Giants.
It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
All right. He breaks
61
as
a Yankee. If he's going to...
And he intentionally doesn't hit anymore, so he goes for 62 and he's with the Giants?
No, no. I mean, he's going to hit 63 or 64 home runs.
He's going to hit 73. Watch what he does this weekend against the Birds.
Yeah.
He's going to tie.
Imagine if he hits like 9 home runs in the next series.
That would be awesome. Imagine? The old Orioles team, he would have had a chance.
And then we're thinking about like the last series of the season. Dude, can he hit three home
runs? Texas got that doubleheader. If he has a hot day, maybe he hits 73.
But
I want to make sure I understand what Pete told you. I'm a little unclear.
Hoff is saying...
Yeah.
Aaron Judge understands the importance, the historic nature of what he just did. 61
yeah, I get that
home
part.
Runs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
As a Yankee.
Yeah.
Because he broke Maris's record
yeah,
as
a
Yankee.
Yeah, that's basic stuff, of course.
But even Aaron Judge says the home run record is 73. Like, he cares about 61, but he still sees the home run record as 73.
Okay.
In his mind, and if this is a reason or not to leave,
okay,
does he want to go back home to the Giants, who are going to pay him probably more than the Yankees are willing to offer at this moment,
mm-hmm,
to break the real home run record as a Giant?
But first of all, he's got no chance in that ballpark. Zero.
I mean,
you got to look at this. Aaron Judge hits a lot of balls the other way.
Yes.
Okay? And he hits it with power.
What is it over there?
It is triples alley. First of all, and now again, Bonds is a different. He's a freak.
Yeah.
So him banging him into McCovey Cove, the splash, that's different.
What was that, 470?
I forget the exact number, but you've got the triples alley out there.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's not a, like,
it's called triples alley. It's called triples alley for a reason, and not home run alley.
Correct. And so that's one aspect. The configuration of the ballpark would never, unless you started juicing, allow him to do it. Number one. And number two, the thickness of the air, like the marine layer. I mean, I live there. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're in that ballpark in July, and I'm wearing a beanie hat. I'm hooded up. It's wacky. The weather is wacky. Now, Oakland's different. Oakland is actually about 10, 12, 15 degrees warmer.
Okay.
Ironic, even though it's only over the Bay Bridge. But you are in San Francisco.
But who cares about Oakland?
No, I'm just giving you a sense of geography.
He broke Maris's record as a Yankee.
Well, maybe he signs with the A's.
And break whose record?
I don't know.
he wants
Sal
to
break. Sal Bando's all-time
record. He wants to break Bonds' record as a Giant.
Yeah,
again, I'm not even espousing this. I'm just saying.
Did he represent your point properly? I want to make
that's
sure
exactly
that
exactly how he said it.
He did a great job.
I said it better than
that.
He did.
Oh, 100%. I just gave him the idea. He took it.
Yeah, that's probably something you didn't have to waste time on there, Teague. I can't even indulge in this anymore. He's never going to hit 70 there. Not going to hit 70 here.
Do you think he wants to?
Let me tell you something.
Do you think he wants to?
What? Hit 73 there? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
I don't know. How the hell do I know?
You're a baseball guy.
Yeah, but I'm not a mind reader.
You're the baseball expert.
I do think, and I said this last week.
You ask me questions all the time that I have no idea too, but I have an opinion about it.
I got you. Well, no, listen, I did say, I'm zinging over here. Hoff is biting at my heels. Tiki's snapping on me. Dove, you and I okay today, Dovey?
So far.
All right. He's got the brass knuckles coming out if he needs them. I do think that there has been real reticence on Judge's part to shoot down the number 73 out of deference, mm-hmm, for the franchise that he grew up aspiring to play for and the player that he idolized.
Yeah.
I do think that's the impetus, I think, for him not to denounce 73. I don't know if that answers your question, but
yeah,
that's like how I processed the whole thing. Nothing to do with him going back home and wanting to hit 74 and doing it as a Giant. No, I think it's just Barry was his guy. That was his team. And he doesn't want to denigrate his guy and his team on the biggest stage in the world, which is here.
I also don't think he's a hater at all.
Like, no, I agree with that too.
He's never going to hate on anybody.
I agree with that too. Yeah. I agree with that too. That's fair. Now, I wonder, like, if and we wouldn't know for sure, but like, if he was in that era and he was clean, would he be the type of voice that got a little separation from those who were not clean?
I bet he would. I bet he would.
I think so too, actually, yeah, even though he's not one for controversy.
Because he wouldn't want to be associated with
it. I do agree with that.
So the only way to not be associated with it is be defiant about your cleanliness.
Yes, although Rafael Palmeiro forgot how to speak English and wagged his finger. I mean, Sammy,
yeah,
who forgot how to speak English? Who was wagging the finger at us on Congress? That was Rafael Palmeiro.
Wagged his finger, right.
Yeah. Sosa forgot how to speak English. Was it Sosa? I mean, that was such a joke.
I
they all lied
was,
to
was,
us, so
contrived.
Maybe Judge would have lied.
Nah, he just...
Because he's Judge. He's different, right?
He's Judge.
He is. 877-337-6666. We're going to get into All In coming up next. And is there a chance that Judge's contract starts with a 4? We'll get into that. Also, listen, I've said for a month, it's the greatest season any New York athlete has given us in any sport. I want somebody to refute that statement. I want somebody to call and call aggressively and tell me that I'm nuts and that I'm wrong when I say what I just said. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan till 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.